You're listening to Strictly Business Podcast with Lindsay Williams.
The JSC has closed its doors for another day, so it's time for the 5 o'clock shadow. And as always on a Wednesday, it's Sculpt Glow, who's a portfolio manager at PSG Wealth Old Oak Division in Cape Town. Now, let me ask you a question, which is sort of comes from nowhere, Skulk. Have you heard of cryonics?
Cryonics? No, not at all.
Okay. Well, cryonics is the... It's sort of, as they say, quackery. In other words, it's been many times debunked by the medical profession. It's where the Skulk Glow decides that when he's 87 years old, he doesn't really want to die. And who would want him to die? I mean, come on now. A world without Skulk Glow is a worse place than one than we've ever. And they freeze him. Okay, he decides to be frozen, and he pays an enormous amount of money because he's very vain and very rich. And he pays an enormous amount of money to be frozen. And then, in 150 years' time or something, they realise that whatever he had, they could cure, or they can rejuvenate him and make him, you know, 27 years old again. So that's what he does, and he gets frozen. Now, if you woke up and it was December. I don't know about you, but I would know it was December, even if they didn't tell me. If they said, "Mr. Lowe, welcome to the year 2178 or whenever it is," and he'd say, "Oh, good. Well, I hope you have a good Christmas," because you'd know it was December. Are you getting that December feel yourself?
Sorry, Lindsay. Did you just? This was the longest intro of getting me to say, man, I feel I can hear Boney M in the shopping centres. I can see the Christmas decorations. I got the Christmas feeling. But man, you cryonics. Firstly, this is great. So I was thinking, is this the same as that guy, that Brian Johnson guy? I don't know if you heard about that guy.
No, what guy?
He's a entrepreneur. And I don't know how many gazillion, millions of dollars he's actually spent to actually try and reverse aging.
Yes. I saw an interview with him. And it was a CNN reporter, a very highly respected reporter. And she said to him, "Do you honestly believe you're never going to die?" And he said, "Yes, I'm never going to die." And I thought, no, here's a whack job.
Well, we share that sentiment. Because I think maybe in 150 years, you know, for that guy that's been frozen, maybe there'll be some advance. But I mean, unfortunately, your body can handle only so much, and eventually. But I must say, it's fascinating to sort of follow his podcast and listen to him. I mean, a few things I've found valuable. I mean, things how you should be, you know, treating life and, you know, living healthier.
Yeah.
But it doesn't look happy. I mean, he really, I don't know. Anyway, but yeah, you asked the question. We're in Christmas. This is now, we're on the 5th of December, and we're sitting with a market that's looking quite good. I mean, somebody asked me to say, "Oh, this has been a tough market lately." Well, yeah, I know it's been a tough market, but you know, we're still sitting year to date with performances well over 15%, you know, in the JSE, and I think this is fantastic. I think December is most probably going to be a little bit volatile, but I mean, if markets end in a few weeks' time, you know, the year, I think we should high five each other and celebrate this great, great year, because I think we haven't seen this type of performance in the JSE for many, many years.
No, it's been very good. And it's obviously hanging on to the coattails of the international markets, notably the NASDAQ, notably the S&P, and to a certain extent the Dow Jones. But anyway, let's get back to the JSE today. We've had Tiger Brands and Signia out today. They're the ones that caught my eye. Anything there for you?
Well, let's run through them, because there's been a few sort of companies, sort of the unusual suspects, the companies that we haven't been speaking about. Let's start off with Supergroup. I think that was a nice one again.
Another 16%. I mean, it did that when they first announced the SG Fleet story in Australia, but today another 16%.
Yeah, but today there was a little bit more meat around the bone, because yes, they actually mentioned, we're talking about $7.5 billion the company will be getting, and they actually now mentioned, they said, well, we're going to be settling, let's call it close to 2 billion rands worth of interest-bearing borrowings, and the rest, which they're talking about approximately 16 rand 30 per share, is going to be paid out, well, going to be distributed. So, I mean...
That's huge.
That's massive. That is absolutely massive. And naturally, Mr. Market loved it. I mean, let's just put it in perspective. Even after today's, you know, 4 rand 30 movement in the share price, it closed at 32 rand, which pretty much tells you half of that is going to be paid out and distributed to shareholders. That's massive. So, yeah, another 16% for the Supergroup shareholders. I'm not in it, so I'm not winning it. But, yeah, for those who were in it, I'm really, really happy for you. Well done.
And you just before we go on, so we have to be very politically correct here. You said Mr. Market liked it. Okay, I would have to say that Mrs. Market liked it as well, and LGBTQ plus Market liked it also. Now, what else did you see? Excuse me. What else did you see today?
Okay, Mr. Williams, I saw Tiger Brands, as you alluded earlier. I mean, they actually came out with year-end results. EPS increased by 4%, eventually ended up at 18 Rand 10. And, you know, for those listeners out there, you know, let's call it the... Oh, man, the analyst, consensus, man, how's that for a blank? How's that for a blank?
That's your second language, for goodness sake. Yeah. Anyway,
you
carry on.
See this,
the analysts were expecting what?
The age reversing thing is not working on me. I mean, you can clearly see things already going, man. It's going. But anyway, analysts expected 17 rand, 8 cents. And yeah, that's a massive beat. It's close to 1 rand. Pips, you know, beat for the company, and the market really loved it as well. You know, so Tiger Brands ended the day up 3.64%. So yeah, I think that's nice.
Because it's been a company that's been troubled over the years, hasn't it?
Oh, man. Let's just talk about the big L. And we're not talking about love. We're talking about listeriosis. I mean, I think that's it's sort of beyond the company now. And you can see the company is doing well. And for the listeners out there, I mean, I just for just having fun, I always usually when I look at these companies, I try to just go and look at some of the brands. I mean, Mrs. Ball's Chutney, Black Cat Peanut Butter, Tastic, you know, Cross and Blackwell, Koo, Doom, Albany Bread, All Gold. I mean, it's just the list is extremely long for the brands that.
And they're in the low larder, aren't they? The scalp larder is full of Tiger Brands.
No, I need to put my cards on the table. I'm not a shareholder. I've been a shareholder for many years in AVI. Preferred that entry, and yeah, it's been a kind investment for me as well. Company also been doing very, very well. But today is you know, the day for Tiger Brands to shine, and it really did shine. I mean, so it did really, really well, and I think it's really good to see.
Good. What was the other one that I was really thinking of? Listeriosis is one thing, and I do remember that, but they made a very injudicious investment into a flour company from what's the giant conglomerate in Nigeria that they bought the flour business from? Please remind me.
You're right. I'm gonna talk now, and then you're gonna Google. Okay. And then you know,
overestimate my ability to do two things at once. But anyway,
Mr. Multitask. Anyway, but yeah, I think you know today that was good. We'll find that. But
yes,
then also Resilient had Dangote.
It was Dangote, wasn't it?
Oh,
they bought Dangote
right.
Flour, and I haven't looked it up. No, I haven't looked it up. I promise you, that's my fertile mind, with or without creosis, whatever I said earlier on. my mind is mossy today.
Yeah, you're not ready to be frozen yet. You're not ready to be frozen yet. I think we should still do this podcast for at least the next.
We've got at least another two podcasts before the end of the year. That's fine, and then we'll draw a veil over what has been a very good 2024 for certain people, notably yourself. Today, though, yeah, we've been speaking about potentially there being some action between now and the end of the year, but everything's going remarkably smoothly, and I have to say, rather boringly.
Yeah. Yeah, I think you and I, you know, 2 weeks ago, when this whole, let's call it a Trump, was now, we know it's been done, dusted, he's now going to be the new president of the USA. You and I said, well, this is going to be fun. Mm. I mean, really. And then he started, you're talking, and he's been saying, you know, tariffs and tax cuts, and he's actually sort of doubled down on some of the stuff he said in the election build up. You know, one of the things he actually said over the weekend was the BRICS comment. I mean,
yes, BRICS, 100% tariffs on BRICS.
There we go. We're going to slap you with 100% tariffs. Thinking that you're going to start creating your own currency. I will stop that right there. Yeah. I actually thought that the Rand would be, you know, under massive, massive pressure after that. But be that as it may, this is the type of things that we've been getting used to over the past 2 weeks. And you and I've been chatting about this. This is week three. And we haven't really seen the volatility which we've been expected. But hey, I mean, December is only 4 days old. Exactly. 4 days old. Yeah. We're still going to have fun.
I reckon we are. Let's have a look at some of the markets today because, you know, we can't dwell on the matters that aren't actually there. We've done everything that we can on the JSE, and I like that Super Group and Tiger Brand story. Dollar Rand, which you just mentioned, 18.13, just the dollar very slightly higher against the local currency. The British pound against the Rand is 23.01. The Euro Rand, 19.08, euro dollar 105.25, which again barely changed. British pound against the US dollar 126.95. Your gold price, I call it your gold price because it is, you own it, 26.52, which is up $7, gratifyingly quiet. The platinum price is 951, which is down a few dollars, and the palladium price up a few dollars at 987. But both of those white metals still mired under 1,000. Okay, S&P 500 futures went to all-time record highs yesterday. And today, what have I got here? I've got 6,081.5. 6,081.5 for the December futures, which will become an X futures contract quite soon. It'll go to March as the December futures expire. But anyway, nonetheless, all-time record highs up 0.3%. The South African 10-year bond, 9.13%. The US 10-year Treasury bond, all important, of course, 4.24%. And the Bitcoin price, which everyone said will be soaring through 100,000 a couple of weeks ago, is just below 96,000 now. 95,964, which is up 0.8%, Skull. Quickly on the oil price, it's been remarkably quiet recently. I'm just looking at the graph now. It's more, by oil standards, it's been a flat liner recently. $73.40 for Brent crude, down a quarter of a percent. And West Texas crude, $69.72, which is down a third of a percent as well. What shares, apart from the ones that we've spoken about, caught your eye on the JSE today, please? Any others?
I think I mentioned most of the companies that did. Let me just quickly apply my mind again. You know, I think,
That's it. Yeah.
That's pretty much it.
Let me show you. Let me just tell you what I've got on my screen here, the ups and the downs. I'll refresh my screen quickly and go through them. Tiger Brands up 3.75%, as you said. The Absa Group, 3.75% higher as well. Mm. That came from nowhere. Pepcor up, let's call it 3%. And Barlow World, also 3% higher. On the downside, and you can tell me if there's any ex-divs there, Alphamin down 6.8%, Coronation down 4.1%, Exxaro down 2.8%, Anglo-American PLC a 2.25% loser, and Northern Platinum down 1.8%. Any ex-dividends there, Skulk?
Yeah, only Coronation. Coronation has been fairly resilient lately, so yeah, I think it was only Coronation that they knocked off a 2.28 dividend, so that's why they had a bit of a retracement.
Okay, closing indices, if you would, and the trading volumes.
So, the JSE today closed at 86,315 points. That is up 58 basis points.
Nice.
The JSE Top 40, similar movement, 56 basis points in the green. Resources, again, struggling a bit to keep themselves positive, down 60 basis points. While the industrials, they were up 76 basis points. And you mentioned APSA a little bit earlier, so naturally there was definitely some movement in the financials. Financials up 1.1%. Asset property, again, As mentioned, it's, you know, one of the companies updated, Resilient actually updated, and it's looking good. Seems like things are improving on that side. Property index also up 43 basis points. When you look at the volume traded, not too bad for let's call it a 4th of December. We're going to be touching that 20 billion for today. So clearly not some bad volumes through the market. So let's see this, when things start quieting down, or maybe. Yeah, maybe we'll see some excitement.
I will see you for more excitement on the 11th of December. It might be our last, but I'm just going to try and squeeze another one out of you on the 18th. But anyway, thank you very much, Skulk, as always. Go and jump in the freezer if you feel the need. And Skulk Lowe is a portfolio manager at PSG Wealth Old Oak in Cape Town. And that was the 5 o'clock shadow. The views and opinions expressed in these podcasts are those of Lindsay Williams and various contributors and do not reflect the policy, position, or opinion of any other agency, organization, employer, or company associated with strictlybusinesspodcast.com. Assumptions made on the analyses are not reflective of the position of any other entity other than the speaker or the author. And since we are critically thinking human beings, these views are always subject to change, revision, and rethinking at any time. Please do not hold us to them in perpetuity.